Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
Hi, we're back again together. And let me grab the Bible and some notes here. There's some things I'd like to share with you this morning. You may have read the blog that Johnny Watson wrote. It was sent out as an email this week. In it, Johnny was encouraging us towards the idea of embracing the wilderness experience, suggesting that wilderness can actually be a classroom in which God teaches us many things about life and faith. Now, there are two wildernesses in the Bible that have really become very helpful during this period of lockdown. The first was Jesus and his 40 days in the wilderness, you know, facing the temptations and thinking about his future. And the second one is much, much further back in the Bible. And it's the 40 years wilderness journey that God's people went on when they went from Egypt and slavery to the promised land and their new freedoms. Let me read you a few verses from that story. This is Exodus 13. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Now, the first thing for us to take to heart out of reading that story of wilderness from the Old Testament is that God's people are meant to be nomadic, at least spiritually. Nomadic people travel light. They move easily. They only take with them what's needed. And they follow the leadings and the promptings of the seasons and the conditions around them. Now, I'm only partially sitting in front of this tent today because it's Summer Madness weekend, but also because this tent illustrates possibly what it means to be church in these days. People keep saying some things may never be the same again after this pandemic. I'd like to gently add to that as people, we should never be the same again. Life's experiences are meant to change and shape and develop us. That's that idea of the wilderness being the classroom where we're being shaped for new things. During the summer, our Sunday services will continue online right here where you got this service. And we're going to follow a theme of letters to a post-lockdown church. Different people from our own congregation are going to be writing about what has changed them and what has changed in them and what they're hoping for the future. So the first theme for July and August is reflect. Why not write your own letter to yourself about what this has been like? Put it in an envelope and keep it for a year. Why not get a book, a worship CD? Get yourself a notebook. Start to scribble down thoughts and ideas. Be honest with yourself. No one else ever has to see it. But let's take the time to reflect. Later on in that same story through the wilderness, this is our second thought, Exodus 33, we read, Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, lead these people, but you've not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favour with me. If you're pleased with me, Lord, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favour with you. Remember that this nation is your people. And the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. The first theme for this summer is reflect. The second theme is recreate. Do you remember God created for 6 days and then rested? But he only rested on the seventh day. What do you think he did the next day? I think he went back to creating and to running the world. You see, creation must always lead to recreation before we try to create again. Now, it's not the same as recreation, which is, although it can be part of that, hobbies and exercise and those sorts of things. But recreation is a deliberate attempt to rebuild some things inside of our lives. Do you remember Paula Radcliffe, the marathon runner? apparently she used to rest after training sessions in a bathtub of ice cubes because the freezing water apparently regenerated the muscles. So it's something like that. It's about recreating stuff in us, taking time to do that. Teachers, parents, children, NHS workers, food supply workers, politicians, delivery drivers, workers of all sorts, all of you, whether you've been working at home or going into work and having to reshape your lives around that whole new process. Volunteers. Could I thank everyone who has made Beaver Parish work in the last 3 months? Our food team, our website people, social media people on Facebook, our emails, the admin team, the tech team, and I just need to mention their names, sorry, Johnny and Morgan and David and Gemma and Alan, who have put together things that have made everything work for the rest of us. They're brilliant. Our musicians, readers, prayers, huddle leaders, WhatsApp group leaders, creative arts people, crafters, youth and children's teams, people who organise prayer, people who have prayed in our intensive prayer units, the recorders of thought for the day, our staff team, our finance people. And you know the amazing thing? Every one of us, and every one of you, sorry, has had to learn a whole new set of skills and apply them and then relearn them and apply them again and relearn them and apply them again. And doing all of that whilst also being frightened and anxious about family and jobs and health. So could we have a big resounding community slap on the back all round? Thank you. But it's time to recreate in this summer. I don't think we want to be starting anything new. Even if we're allowed to, I don't think we want to be starting anything new or launching any new programs until we're all sure that we're emotionally and spiritually ready for this cloud or pillar to move on ahead of us again. So we have been working on a plan to keep everything going over the summer. Our Sunday services will continue here, and all the other things that we've got going will continue in a kind of trimmed down way and hopefully in a simpler way, so that everybody gets rest and recreation and a holiday of some sort. Here, by the way, if you're not sure where to go for a holiday, there's a tent here lying empty. It's a beautiful spot. But you'll have to bring your own food. Oh, unless you want that. So the third thing, and this is from that same story, Numbers 13. The Lord said to Moses, send some people to explore the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to you. So they've reached this point where the future is beginning to open up for them. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent a number of people ahead of them into the desert of Paran. These are the names of the people Moses sent to explore the land. There's a list of names. When Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through the Negev and on into the hill country. And listen to what he said to them. See what the land is like. Now, though I've just said, I don't think we want to be starting anything brand new or rushing back into anything just at a moment when we need to be recreating. But having said that, I appreciate that for some of you, you have been isolated perhaps for too long. You felt alone, maybe a bit frightened even of getting together again or starting to meet other people. You've been shielding, anxious about health and other concerns. So I would love starting this Thursday morning at 10:30, which is a time when we have done this for many years. I would love to create a safe place, a safe space, a quiet place, a quiet space where some among us who feel we need to begin to recover could begin to do that. And all you might do is come down to the church in your car and look out the window and see who's there and drive away again. Maybe that's all you can manage. If you can get your way inside, we're going to have a short, quiet time together. following all the restriction guidelines that we've been given, and they are strict. But without creating a whole new program of anything that we're trying to do, a very kind of low maintenance, easy to manage opportunity for people to begin to recover. So if you feel you would like to be part of that, would you start to come along this Thursday, 10:30? We'll have the building open for about an hour, but it may not take as long as that. And we'll do that right through the summer as well. And allow ourselves to maybe get used to some things that we're anxious about. Made a wee short video for you to watch as to how you're going to get in and out, because it is strict. The doors will be wedged open, so you don't need to touch the doors on the way in. As you come into the hallway, there will be hand sanitizer and towels there, so you can do your hands quickly on the way in. Don't need to touch any of the door handles. We've arranged the cushions on the seats, so everybody can come in. And what we have to do, we've just simply lifted some cushions out. So the seats are, if you sit on a cushion, just sit on a cushion, nowhere else, then there's plenty of space. Now the other thing you need to know when we are here, we're not supposed to be singing yet and not touching the books, because you have to pass those around and a lot of cleaning required. So what we'll do is we'll watch some of the stuff that has been, that on Sundays, we'll watch some of it on the screen, and we'll be able to have a wee chat and pray for one another. If anybody needs anything prayed for, I can do that. And that'll be what happens, and we'll take about, I suppose, 3/4 of an hour maybe, or an hour, and then we'll all have to leave nice and orderly, one at a time. Now obviously we can walk out as long as there's gaps between us, but we go back out the same door and do our hands again on the way out. Thank you. Oh, probably should say, better if you go to the bathroom before you get here, because we're trying, obviously for emergencies the toilet can be used, but as far as possible we don't want people going to the toilets one after the other or anything. So just another wee thing to get anxious about. Thank you. So that begins this Thursday. Now could I just say, please let's not have crowds of people, but if you feel you need to be part of that, please also don't stay away. Do come. Let's begin to see what the land is like. Reflect, recreate, and recover.
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.